Anybody home? Anybody home? I'm often called in to talk with people who have problems, with their world and their life. Sometimes they're mentally unstable, and it appears as though nobody's home. You talk to them and they just don't respond. They live in their own unique, special, wonderful world, sort of hidden from view from the rest of the world. And you think to yourself, my goodness, I guess they lost their marbles. They're not home. And then I've been called in to be with people who have had a stroke. And the stroke has left them paralyzed and left them unable to speak, unable to do anything. They must be tended for 100% in their bodily functions. And it's as though they're not home. It's as though there's nobody in. They have left. And we think they'd be better off if they were dead, because now they're just a big bother to people in their world. People who are mentally unstable are a big bother to people in their world. Now, why is it that some people create themselves caretakers of people who are mentally unstable, or people who are not home in their body, that is unable to express itself in any way, just to live and have its normal human functions of eating and drinking and emptying out? Why? Well, think of the possibility. In the first place, if you're being yourself and having fun, you don't create people in your world who have problems. But if for any reason you are walking the pathway of awareness, and along the way you create a few little problems, then you take these problems and you make them into something beautiful. You take the person who is mentally unstable, and this has been brought to your attention, this person's mentally unstable, and so you're living in the environment for a time and with this person who is mentally unstable. And as you work with them, they act like they're not home. They act like they're off on some journey and nobody is privy to the opportunity of knowing where they are, who they are, what they're doing. They're just off on some journey that is privately their own. And you think to yourself, my goodness, are they really having fun? Are they really enjoying being themselves? Or are they lost? Are they someplace in a world, in an experience that they're lost? And then with all heartfelt love, you say, they're lost. And then you say, how can I help them find themselves? How can I help this person who is mentally unstable? How can I help them return to their original purity and integrity? How can I help them? Well, the answer is 100%, you cannot help another person. Well, what a meaningless situation. What about all the mental hospitals? What about all the psychiatrists and psychologists? What about all the pills that are given to people who have these problems? What about that? Yeah, isn't that an interesting experience? It's a game people like to play. But truly, if you have a person who is mentally unstable, and you're aware that the person is mentally unstable, there's not one thing you can do for them. My goodness sakes, what a hopeless situation. Now, do you like yourself, and are you having fun being yourself? Oh, yeah, sure, yes, well, of course. Do you like yourself, and are you having fun being yourself? Yes. Do you like yourself, and are you having fun being yourself? Yes. If you like yourself, and you're having fun being yourself, then you are creating in your world everyone else liking themselves and being themselves, regardless of any outward appearance they may have. They may appear to be in prison, they may appear to be at war, they may be appear to be mentally unbalanced, they may appear to be trapped in a body with a stroke, they may appear to have all these things, but what are you going to do about it? Are you going to live in their world of appearance? Or are you going to live in your world that you like yourself and all is in divine order? Are you going to live in your world that you like yourself and you're having fun? You're going to live in your world, as we always do. Now, what is your world? Is your world so beautiful, so pure, and so perfect that everybody in your world is a beautiful, balanced being, happy and harmonious themselves? You look at this person who others have said had a problem, and you say, "Wow, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, I see you. Fantastic! Oh my, isn't life wonderful?" We don't say, "Isn't life wonderful?" We say that. We say, "Life is wonderful. Life is wonderful. Yes, and I'm having fun. And you're having fun." And invite them into your world of being itself and having fun, into your world of being yourself and having fun, into your world, your world, your world. Don't go out and be in the world of others, because many of them are struggling to be themselves and have fun, and if you see them on the struggle, you're not helping them. But if you see them being themselves and having fun, then you're helping them. I have so many people who come with illnesses to see me, and they say, "Herb, can you help me?" And I said, "Sure, what do you want?" They say, "Well, can't you see I got a problem?" I said, "No, I see you are experiencing all the things that you want to experience." "Well, I don't want to experience this, I want to experience that." I said, "All right, then let's work on experiencing that." "But what am I going to do with this?" "You're going to let it alone. You're going to experience that. You're going to put your attention on what it is that is important to you." Now, what is it that's important to you? What is it that is important to you? Now, all of us say, well, a person who is mentally unbalanced, they cannot say what is important to them. A person who is mentally unbalanced cannot give you the answer. A person who is in a coma, a person who is in a condition where they've had a stroke and their body is unable to express itself, they cannot speak. They can see, perhaps. They have eyes that see the world around them. They can hear, perhaps. But the thing is, there's no physical movement in their body. How can they make a change? Well, they don't make a change. You and I, we make the change. We see them whole and perfect. We see them being themselves and having fun, just like we are. We see them a perfect replica of us. Now, if we go in there and we treat them as though they cannot do anything, then they cannot do anything. Now, if we go in there and with our loving gestures treat them as if they were whole and perfect doing things, great. If you go in to a person who has a stroke and he cannot move his arms and legs and so forth, and you treat him just as though he can move his arms and legs, you sit him up in a chair. You carry him, put him in the bathtub. You give him a nice bath. And you put him back on his bed and you dry him down wonderfully. And you put on some clothes for him. But he's not going anyplace, but you are. And you treat him just as though he is perfectly normal. And you feed him, but he's not able to eat very well. You feed him. Just as though you treat him just as though he were perfect, just as though he were normal and wonderful. You see him expressing his original purity and integrity. You see him being himself and having fun. You see him wonderful. You see that. But that's not easy. No, that's true. That's the burden you create for yourself of looking past the illusion to the reality. Now just remember this. be thankful you don't have thousands of these type of people who are going through those experiences in your world, because the challenge might be quite great. But you've only one or two now and then, if that many. And as you treat this person who is mentally unstable as a perfectly stable person, as a logical, reasonable person who thinks balanced thoughts and who thinks wonderful thoughts and who likes themselves and is having fun, you don't even think that they wanted to escape for a minute the hectic turmoil of their life, and they wanted to sort of get rid of all the problems for just a little while and be separate by themselves. That's not your thinking. Your thinking is only one thing. They're being themselves and having fun. You're being yourself and having fun. You see them being themselves and having fun. You see that, you know that, and that it is. And hey, this is not an easy task. This is not a task that happens to those who are dilettantes at this. This is a task that is given to men, if you would, to beings who want to take responsibility for who they are, who want to be creators of their world of magic and wonder and beauty and goodness. Is that who you are? Are you one who wants to take charge? Or are you one who wants to be mentally indigent and not take charge and sort of drift off into another world where you don't have to do the things that other people want you to do? But what if you looked at another person and you saw them being themselves and having fun, and they were doing something that was not beneficial, and you saw them being themselves and having fun, and people would say to you, "Are you crazy? If that's being themselves and having fun, I don't want any part of it." That's not the point. First, you don't say that in front of other people where they can misunderstand. You merely say that in front of the people that you're working with. Be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and have fun. There's an integrity, the original purity and integrity within all of us, which says being ourselves and having fun is something very, very beautiful, very, very special, very, very wonderful, very, very magnificent, without any words that can describe it. Also wonderful. Yes, be yourself and have fun. Now, are you ready for playing that game? Are you ready to sit down with the greatest chess player in the world and play your game of chess so beautifully, so wonderfully, that you win? And not that you beat him, but that you play your very best game, and you play in such magical ways that he says, "Wow, I had never tried that before. That's wonderful. That's great. You're doing everything that the game allows and provides and what the rules of the game are. You're doing it very properly, very perfectly, but you're using an attitude that the game had not been in my mind before." And the attitude is being yourself and having fun. You're just doing it because it's a joy. You're not doing it to put somebody else down or put somebody else up. You always play the game to win. You always play the game to have fun. You always play the game to be yourself, 100%. And so you play the game with a person who mentally wants to play games with you, and you say, "I'm playing the game my way. My way, you're holding perfect. My way, you're fantastic. My way, you're joyous. My way, you're living your original purity and integrity. My way," whatever it was that caused you to take that detour, that's the detour that you're no longer on. You're with me now. We're walking down the straight and level road. We're walking through the magic of life, and we're having a great and wonderful time. Wowee! And to the person who's in the state of a coma, or the state of not being able to express himself, you treat them in every way as you do with the person who is mentally having a problem. You treat them in every way as though they were not normal, but that they were being themselves and having fun, because what we oftentimes consider as normal is limited. A person who is unlimited can do anything. A person who is unlimited walks the furthest mile The person who's unlimited has no ties that keep them to any past. They are living in the present, in the now. They're living in wholeness and beauty and goodness right now. Oh, I run into people in the world, big and small, and they sometimes like to take my philosophy and try to make it tumble. And I say to them, go right ahead, go right ahead. Be yourself and have fun. But I see you so wonderful, so fantastic, so glorious, that all you can do is to see me fantastic, wonderful, and glorious. I see you so super that you can only see me super. Oh, we have here in the monastery, the Absolute Monastery, we have people who sometimes get up tight with each other, and I say to them, kill them, go ahead, good. Oh, blood, I can't do that. Hey, well, if you are saying they're uptight and you are looking at their uptightness, you are uptight. And so you got to kill that uptightness. You got to dispose of it. You've got to be in balance. You got to be in harmony with yourself and with all in your world. And then when you are, you will see everyone in harmony and balance. Yeah, nobody will be expressing anything in your outer world that's not in you. And everyone expresses in your outer world everything that's in you. So now, if you express in you love, joy, peace, harmony, abundance, if you express everything in you that is good and beautiful, uplifting and fabulous, then that's what the world around you expresses. Don't worry that you have little hang-ups as you go along. Don't worry that you got little little bumps along the road to your awareness. Those are little challenges. And if you're going to stop and pay attention to the challenge, if you're going to try to smooth out the challenge so that someone following along the same path is not going to have the challenge, you're foolish. The challenge doesn't exist for a person who likes himself and is having fun. The challenge doesn't exist for the person who is pure love. The challenge doesn't exist for anyone who is being themselves and having fun, who lives in their original purity and integrity. Is this where you live? This is where I live, I know. Is this where you live? Is this what you want to be? Well, it's up to you. It's up to you what you choose to have as the markers in your life. It's up to you what you choose to have as the goals and the direction that you want to go in your life. Where do you want to go? What do you want to be? Do you want to take this person who's had the stroke, who has given you this chunk of flesh that does not want to do anything on its own, it needs to be cared for? Or are you with the spirit inside that chunk of flesh? Are you with that original purity and integrity that's there? Are you going to unlock the door and let this being out once again to use that physical body that's still there? Are you going to see that physical body free of all restrictions, not free of restrictions? Are you going to see that physical body being itself and having fun? Are you going to see that physical body instantly, right now, pick up your bed and walk? Are you going to see him stand up and say, wow? And then you're going to say, where were you? Well, what do you mean, where was I? I'm always being myself and having fun. But you were, hey, if you're a practitioner, you don't talk about the past. You don't say, where were you? We don't say, you were missing for so long. You were lost and now you're found. You don't say that. For in your mind, that person was never lost. In your mind, that person was never missing. In your mind, that person always was being themselves and having fun, whole and perfect, magnificent. You may have played the game that they needed your guidance and your help and your direction and your wisdom. And when you choose no longer to play that game, and you choose to see them whole and perfect, then that's the way they are. That's the way you are. When you choose to play the game that all is in divine order, then that's the way the game is. When you choose to be who you are, then all in your world is who you are. Oh, some people may leave your world and be sick, die, and have problems. But that's not your world. You give that no thought. The only thought you have about a person who other people say has died is that person lives eternally in your heart as a divine being. That person lives eternally in your heart, whole and perfect. That person lives eternally in your world as happy, harmonious, as successful in everything they touch, just like you do. There is no death in our world. There is no failure in our world. There is no lack in our world. In our world is only the fulfillment, and it's good and very good. And so long as I train myself to keep my mind, spirit, and body one-pointed on what I believe and what I know to be true, then that's my reality. And I do keep my mind one-pointed on what I believe and what I do and what I am, one-pointed. And because I keep my mind one-pointed on what I do, there is no room for anything other than that. So join with me today in this awareness that I am the creator of my one-pointed universe, and my one-pointed universe is successful. My one-pointed universe is happy. My one-pointed universe is whole and perfect. My one-pointed universe has everyone being themselves and having fun at all times. My one-pointed universe does not include limitation. My one-pointed universe only includes the allness. It only includes. My one-pointed universe is the allness. And how great that is, because that's the truth. I love you. I love you. I love you.